This is April, Invasive Plant Pest and Disease Awareness Month. We have with us Samantha Simon, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Executive Director of Emergency and Domestic Programs, here to talk about those invasive pests. So Samantha, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show today to talk about Invasive Plant Pest and Disease Awareness Month.
Great. You know, the one that we have around here that we always talk about, and it just really sticks with firewood. They talk about the emerald ash borer. This is one where people are transporting firewood, perhaps across state lines or something like that. But what other things are we really dealing with as far as invasive pests, and where did they come from, if you could explain that to us?
Right. So invasive pests, hungry pests, these are the 20 top pests that USDA has identified that are easily spread by people through the things that we move most often, and they threaten our economy, our food supply, our environment, and sometimes our public health. In Ohio, you do have the emerald ash borer beetle. You also have the Asian longhorn beetle and the European gypsy moth.
Now, how are we moving them? We're not gathering these up and taking them with us. They're not hanging onto our clothing. How are they being transported by us?
Oftentimes, they're spread unintentionally by people. It's in the things in our plants, our fruits, and in untreated firewood. Untreated firewood is a primary example for emerald ash borer, as you've already pointed out. These bugs like to burrow into the wood, and they lay their eggs, and then those pests just kind of hang out there. We move the firewood, and when we leave it somewhere else, they emerge, and they have a whole new backyard to play in. So it's really important to not move untreated firewood, to make sure you're buying heat-treated firewood, or you're buying local and burning local.
Should we, as consumers, be on the lookout for these bugs? And if so, if we spot something, what should we do about it?
Yeah, everybody plays a critical role in preventing the spread and also in reporting. There's many cases where we've identified the pest has been identified by people who have found the pest first and then reported it to us. So you can go to hungrypests.com. That website, it has information about all of the 20 hungry pests. And it also includes a state plant health director's contact information for your state. And, you know, if you think you have a pest, even if it doesn't show up on hungrypest.com, still report it, because it's helpful for us to identify any new pests that may have come in and we're not yet aware.
Can you explain a little bit of what makes them so invasive? Where is their natural predators? Where are the ones that take care of the insects that sometimes happens in the nature cycle?
Right. Well, they are invasive because they're not native to the United States, and so there are no natural predators here, and they outcompete our native plants in most cases, and this is what makes them so damaging to our crops and to our forests. Emerald ash borer, it is, of course, not native to the U.S. It's caused the destructions of tens of millions of ash trees in the 30 states that it's in. But we have been able to identify this tiny little parasitoid wasp, and we're rearing that wasp and we're releasing it out into the environment, and that wasp goes after these beetles, and we're hoping that over time the wasp will help us with the help control those beetles.
We're talking to you on Earth Day, where we sort of focus on the planet and sort of keeping things. I mean, there's maybe pesticides that are possible for some of these. We want to use those maybe in moderation. You talk about something that's a natural way to defeat some of these invasive pests. I understand that the United Nations has declared 2020 the International Year of Plant Health. Tell me about that, if you could.
They have. It's really an unprecedented global effort to encourage nations and individuals to come together to fight invasive pests. The goal really is to raise awareness about the devastating impact that these pests have, whether it's on our environment or food security or the economy. The United Nations estimates that every year there's about 40% of crop loss destroyed by these pests, and that's really challenging given that they also anticipate we need to increase food production by 60% by 2050 so that we can feed the growing population. So here in the U.S., we are championing the International Year of Plant Health, partnering with other U.S. organizations, trying to bring awareness to consumers and to people in the public, so they can go to hungrypest.com. They can click on a link there for International Year of Plant Health and get information about what's happening not only in the world, but also in the U.S., and in some cases, what's happening locally.
Yeah, right in your own backyard, so to speak. And that's where sometimes when it comes to us, we're thinking, what happened to that tree? Why is that tree dying? Or what happened to these other insects? We talk a little bit about sometimes those honeybees that are kind of being overrun by other types of insects as well. So it starts with a little carelessness, nothing really intentional, but it's once a pest finds sort of a new area where there's nobody to take them out, they just propagate, and it becomes an issue that we need to deal with. Again, where can people find out more about what we're looking at today?
Please go to hungrypest.com. This is a great Facebook to be able to identify. We'll be able to identify where you can get the pests, where you can see them. You can get information about how they spread, and we can also join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Samantha. Appreciate your time.
Thank
this
you.
Bye-bye. Samantha Simon joining us from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Executive Director of Emergency and Domestic Programs.